Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Cam Fine. Cam is a banker. He's a community banker through and through, and he's leading the Independent Community Bankers of America as their president and CEO. And he's working hard to make sure that if you need to do business on Main Street with a community bank, you've got a selection of healthy banks out there. Cam, thanks again for being here. ICBA.org. We had a great time at your convention in Hawaii a couple of months ago. We had a lot of fun, and the community bankers, what are there now? About 6,000 left?
6,500.
All right. And that's down a few because the financial crisis got a lot of folks, big banks and some small banks. But the ones that are left are healthy now, right? I mean, we've gone through the purge and the people
that's
out
correct.
There are in good shape, pretty much, aren't
correct.
They?
Correct. In fact, the vast majority of community banks are getting stronger. They're healthy. You know, honestly, what your listeners need to know is even during the crisis, 98% of all community banks, full steam ahead, unlock the doors every day on Main Street and serve their communities and just put their heads down and ground right through the crisis. And they're there today stronger than ever.
Well, you know, Cam, during that whole time, while people were hearing politicians and talking heads saying, we got to get banks to loan money, they're not loaning money, they were talking about big banks because on the same day, I was having people like Mike Menzies and other bankers, other community bankers on my show, telling my audience, what are you talking about? We're loaning you money right now.
Absolutely. In fact,
community banks never stopped loaning money, did they?
They never did stop loaning money. In fact, this is statistically true. In 2008, 9, 10, and 11, the worst years of the crisis, lending at community banks actually increased every one
wow.
of those years. And
wow.
it wasn't the community banks not lending money. It was the mega banks, the Wall Street banks that pulled
That's
back.
That's right. Yep,
in fact, it was community banks and small business, and Jim, you're the small business advocate. It was community banks and small businesses that kept this nation going through that horrible crisis.
And I'll tell you what else, if we could get Washington to get out of the way, to quit holding back small businesses and small banks, we could those two groups alone could grow this economy 2% by themselves.
There's no question about that if they just get out of the way. And small businesses could help small banks by being vocal about that. Small
yep.
businessmen and women need to contact their congressman and say, get out of the way of my local bank from serving me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because they're facing that even when they do make the loan, there's so much more stuff that they got to do that's unnecessary.
Absolutely, and small businesses need to speak out about that. The banker is being forced to do that by the regulators and by the government. The small businesses need to pitch in with the bankers, and together they need to tell their congressman, cut this red tape. Get this stuff out of our way so we can conduct business.
Well, and there's another level of concern that I've got here too, Cam, and that is the lack of an environment where you and I could start a bank if we wanted to.
Absolutely. It's very difficult. Even investors that want to start a bank, the bank regulatory agencies are throwing so many roadblocks in front of them that it's discouraging them. And it's something of great concern to ICBA. We've been talking to the agencies almost daily that they need to lower the barriers and make it
right.
easier for investors to begin a bank.
Well, yeah, because I'm on Main Street, you know, if a venture isn't a good one, it doesn't last; it fails. You know,
Absolutely.
I mean, we don't have our banks are not community banks are not propped up like the big banks are. We're
no,
not too big to fail.
Yeah, small businesses and small banks operate in the true free market. You
That's
either
right.
make it or you don't based on your skill and how you conduct your business. On Wall Street, they get propped by the government whether their management is competent or not. On Main Street, we are the free market.
If somebody wanted to be able to advocate for community banks, small business owners on Main Street, how would they do that? Could they contact you at ICBA?
Absolutely.
All
Just
right.
have them contact ICBA, and we will help them out.
ICBA.org. Hey, Cam, thanks again for being here. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Cam Fine, ladies and gentlemen, the chairman and the CEO, president and CEO of the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. He's a great American, and he'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blysingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.